אברהם משה למפין.
עכשיו סובי מוי יש לי את זה ברשיס כל הכול הקודש הזה תתחוי ורייס תספיק סדר הישרוי תצי הבונם בקרבה התוי מהם קיין לא מוזה נויכי ואתה רדש השם She went, this is Hashem. Says Rashi, famous Rashi, Rabbi Sinai says, "We should see Lushen Ritze." Because she went past the Medrash of Shai, Vayve, Yaakov, Mefaches, Roitzu Lutzais. Yaakov was running out. In Meshach, because she went past the Meisav Rezure, Aisa Mefaches Lutzais. So the question is: all of a sudden, we hear a new concept of Yeshivas Shai Vayve. It doesn't say in Rashi, she passed the house of the yeshiva of Humavini, the yeshiva of Yitzhakavini, when she passed the yeshiva of Shaim Va'ayva. We all know, the Gemara says in Sechtes Yima, and the Rambam says in Sechtes Avoy Lezura, Humavini was Zukim Yoshev Yeshiva. Humavini had a big yeshiva. Yitzhakavini had a big yeshiva. So what's all of a sudden this new concept, when she was passing the yeshiva Shaim Va'ayva, then Yaakov befaches v'roitzav l'tzais. And the Pusik carries on, v'atailech l'idrish Hashem. Says Rashi, she went to ask Shaim, for Shaim's advice, what's going on? Precise. She has a gewaltige husband, and a gewaltige shvei Arumavini. She can't ask Arumavini. She has to go to Shaim. So what's this new concept here of yeshiva Shaim v'ayva? And why did she go to ask the Eitz of Shaim? And we find three more times in the Torah where Rashi explains that the idea was Shaim Va'ayva. The second time is Vayigli Anu'urim, they get older, and Isa became Ish Yedaya Tzayit, Ish Suda. For Yaakov Ish Tom, Yoshev Ahulim, says Rashi, which Ahulim did he sit in? Yeshiva's Shaim Va'ayva. Why? He sat in the Oyel Ahulim of Avruam Yitzchak. Why Yeshiva Shaim Va'ayva? A third time, this is Mamash Pele. Yitzchak and Rivka send an old Yid Yaakov, 63 years old, to have Chasana. Yitzchak Avinu was 40 by the Chasana. Yaakov was already 63. He sends him to have Chasana. So he hides himself 14 years in Yeshiva Shaim V'Aiva before he goes to Lavan. Excuse me. You will see the old man, 63 years old, when they should Chasana home. All these years you've been sitting and learning in the yeshiva of Ravina, Yitzchakavini, all these years. All of a sudden you have to go high 14 years to go and learn yeshiva Shaim V'Aiva. What's the pshat? And the fourth time we find, Ben Zekinim Hiloi. Yosef HaTzadik was a Ben Zekinim. Says Rashi, Kol Ma Shalomad V'Shaim V'Aiva Musaloi. Why Shaim V'Aiva? Kol Ma Shalomad V'Shakibul. Ma'av Ravina, Ma'yitzchakavini. So we see here four times in the Torah, well, all of a sudden, Shaim V'Aiva takes a great importance that we choose Shaim V'Aiva more than Avraham and Yitzchak. What's the pshat? I'm sure that many pshutim, but I'll tell you an idea, it's based on an idea that I saw in the cipher of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And then I found the same concept, B'Shem HaGroyser Rebbe, the Ostrov Tzeguin. The Ostrov Tzeguin says the same idea. And it is as follows. In Chinuch of Torah, we have two ideas of Chinuch, two ways, two sorts of Chinuch. Every person has these two Chinuchs, and different people are in these two ways of Chinuch. What do I mean? You have somebody who is amongst a good environment, in besmedrish, doesn't meet any people of a bad influence. He also has to have a chinuch to sit and learn, and to have Yerushalayim, and to daven, and to have a minna, betochen. The Yetzirah also comes into the besmedrish. The Yetzirah is also in the shuls. You have to have a lot of good middas, toivas. It's a big chinuch, even in besmedrish. But then you have a different chinuch. It can be in Yismedrish, and here Musa Shmusen, and Avi Yerushalayim. But when you go out in the street, And especially if you have to go to work amongst people who haven't got the same ideas. And especially if you have you have to work between Emes Oilam, who have negative ideas, Bekozsh ideas, and to live amongst, work amongst people who are not your Hashkufa, and still to stay Elechi, that's a new challenge. It's a new challenge, it's a new Avoidah, it's a new Chinuch. It can be all very well in Besmedrish. Learning Gemura, Shechanura, Rambam. And the same person comes into the street, new challenges face him, and he has to have new chinuch. Sometimes he has to act differently. So there's a way a besmedrash is not acceptable, but in the street it is acceptable in this circumstance. It's a different parsha. Say the mefarshim, that's the pshat. Shaim lived in the times of the Mabul. The whole world was a corrupt world, of the worst of virus. And to be able to exist in a time of the Mabul, it was a challenge. And Shaim had this, the way and the chinuch, how to be able to live in a Dora Mabul. Like now, there's the street, also Dora Mabul. A mobile, yeah? Okay, very good, very good. Having being with a Mabul and being able to stay faithful to the Torah, to Yerushalayim, in a Mabul, it's a new challenge. Either, the end of Ivor's life was Dura Flugger. Dura Flugger was Ivor gave his son a name Peleg because it was Dura Flugger. So Ivor lived in a time of Dura Flugger, Kfelicha Pekosis, to be able to exist in the time of Dura Flugger, it's a challenge. The Ravid asks in Hilksavoy Lezura, why do we only find Avraham Avinu broke the idols of Terech? How come we don't find that Shaim v'Ivor broke the idols of the generations? Says the Rav, it seems that it wasn't possible. Shaim v'Ivor didn't have the opportunity, they didn't have the influence to be able to break the idols. The Goyim were hiding the idols, or they didn't have the koyach to be able to persuade the Goyim to break the idols. So Shaim v'Ivor are in a time, in a generation, when the idols exist. The idols are there. Nevertheless, you're able to find a heiliger way, a heiliger path amongst the negative influence that Shaim v'Ivor. Ma'asha Einkai, the chinuch of Avraham Avinu, v'yita Eishel, he made the Eishel, v'yikru shom b'shem Hashem oylam, kail oylam, he made the erech environment, he made the erech sviva, v'hu raya. Once Yishmuel was beginning to bring in Avodah Zura, and Surah Maini saw this Yishmuel is bringing in Betzachayk, is bringing Avodah Zura, or Gilearoz, the Shvichas Domim into our yeshiva. Gurai, she was sent away. So Avraham Avinu's way of chinuch was vaket, to make sure the environment is kept clear, is kept holy. That once you see Yishmuel trying to do a negative influence, you send them away. If you see idols, you break them. So Maila, with this concept, you can understand very well all these kashas. Let's go through all of the various places and see why in those places, all the places we mentioned today are all places where there was a negative influence. Avraham Yaakov Avinu sat for 63 years learning the yeshiva of his Zayda Avraham Avinu and the yeshiva of Yitzchak Avinu. Of course he was learning the Torah of Avraham and Yitzchak. It's famous in Kabul, the middle of Yaakov is Teferes. Teferes is a mixture between Chesed and Gevira. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevira, and Yaakov is Teferes. So about Yaakov Avinu was a Talmud of his Zayde and of his father, and he made a nice mixture of Teferes, which is a mixture of Chesed and Gevira, of his parents, of his Zayde and of his father. But that's all in a place where there's no idols, in a matzav where there's no Yishmuel. Then the chinuch of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu kept him strong. But wherever you find the inyan of negative influence and being able to stand against challenges when the negative influence is still there, that's the inyan of Shaim v'Ivor. Let's go through all the areas. He was there Yaakov Avinu was b'maya imoy. He was amongst maya imoy, and his mother went past the yeshiva Rivka Maya, past the yeshiva of Avraham Avinu, past the yeshiva of Yitzchak Avinu. There was no need for him to go out. Because we know that the Bashas, the Ibbis, B'maya Imoy, Nerdule Kalroishoy, Melamdus, a Kotoy, a killer. He was now sitting with Briha Koydish, he had the best Melamed. He had the Yeshiva of Abalach Hashem. So why Taka was running out? the famous vote from Tzadikim, as we want to learn with the eyes of an Einheide. A film with the greatest Rebbe, a Malach, a Tunish Gewalt, sits in the eyes of an Einheide. A famous word. Some say Meshem Reb, the Belzer Ruf. Some say Shem Basalaivi. It's different with Koiris. Basalaivi says the word, I think you say Basalaivi. Many, they both said it. It was said in the Litvish world, in the Chisish world. So I must think about, you have a big Rebbe. Oh, but if there's an eyes of the same yeshiva, so the whole idea of Yaakov going out, trying to chase, to run out of Maya Imoy, was because of bad influence. So where do you go and seek an Aitzah against the bad influence? Shayim Vayne. That's why Rashi says that he was befachd precisely to the yeshiva Shayim Vayne, because the yeshiva from Wien wasn't necessary in his matziv. He was having a big rebbe there, a malach, and then Durkal Roishoy. But since there was a bad influence and he was seeking a Aitzah not to be with a bad influence, that's the yeshiva of Shai V'Aiva. And that's why when Rivke felt there's a steer here, there's a Aisov, there's a Yaakov, where did she go and seek advice? She says, Rashi, Shai V'Aiva, because Shai V'Aiva, they were the advice when you have bad influence. V'yikdilan Urem, says the Pusik. V'yi Aisov, Ishidai Etzayit. For Yaakov Ishtom, how come Yaakov Avinu sits in one house together with the Eis of Arusha, and he still stays Tom, he stays complete, and is not influenced by Eis of Arusha? Yoishav Ahulim Shal Shayim V'Aiva. Avadi, he was learning the Yeshiva of Avinu, Yitzchak as well. But this idea of Vayigdan Urim, the Pusikim for Emperim, Vayigdan Urim, Vayi Eis of Ishidai Yitzayit, and even the Matzah of Eis of, you still don't have but the influence of Eis of, that's Ahulim Shayim V'Aiva. Now we can understand that although for 63 years Yaakov Avinu sat and learned Torah by his grandfather, by his father, but when he was sent to go to the house of Luvon Rusha, this gefährliche Ramai, oh, that was a terrible house there, a terrible influence. There was not one correct word there in Luvon's house. Full of the worst idols and the worst Ashkuf and the Midas Ruas, should be able to exist, to say afterwards, Im Luvon Garti, V'tarek Mitzvah Shemarti, V'loy Lumanti V'mas of Ruin. He needed a very strong course, a 14-year course, hidden, no sleeping, no eating, 14 years by day and by night, to learn Vashayim V'ayim, to be able to go into this, the cage of the lion, of Luvon Arusha, and still stay Bemina, to be able to say with the clarity, Im Luvon Garti, V'tarek Mitzvah Shemarti. So it's no kasha. Now, that's why, of course, Yaakov Avinu taught Yosef HaTzadik the whole Torah. But this Yosef HaTzadik was the one who was going to go down to Mitzrayim to prepare Klal Yisrael, that later when they come to Erbes and Uretz, they'll be able to exist in Gulas. A young bracha of 17 years old is going down to Mitzrayim, to Erbes and Uretz, in the house of Aishas Poitifa. The biggest, the youngest in the world should be able to exist. He needed a strong course of 14 years of Shayim V'Aiva. So from the age of 3 till the age of 17, says the Oftrovtze, 14 years, Kol Ma Shalomad V'Shayim V'Aiva Musaloi. He gave over to Yosef HaTzadik. Avadi taught him all Torah of Avomavini, of Yitzchak. But besides that, Ben Zekini Meloi, he gave him the Hachuna, he gave him the preparation to be able to be a young Bucha of 17 years in Mitzrayim. Then you have to have the Yeshiva of Shayim V'Aiva, who know how you can live in a Doira Mabel and Doira Fluge, and still be loyal to the Eibishter. And that takes 14 years non-stop. So from the age of 3 till 17 is 14 years. He gave over the Chiddush, the limit of Shayim V'Aiva. This is a gewaltig idea. I once told over in America in the Shabbos, they really blew up with this idea. I told them many times, you have things when you're in yeshiva, you're not allowed to do this because you're in yeshiva, you're meant to act differently. But when you're in the street, that's not luchim shayim v'ayiv. You have to be done everything, especially how it goes. It's a new sigya. It's a sigya of shayim v'ayiv. And avada, this is a nice dvar Torah. But in practice, it's deeper than stam. If it took Yaakov Avinu 14 years day and night to learn it, it's a big course. It's a very deep course to be able to know how to stay with the shemayim amongst bad influence. And let me carry on the same pusik with the pshat in the Heilige Rebbe Reb Meir. For Yisroel Tzeabune Bekirba, Ashtet Lomo Zayin Noichi, Achuvah went to Hashem, and then he told me, then Chaim said, Shnan good vitna. What was the whole, what was she worried about? Why was she happy afterwards? When she knew that it's two children, she still heard that it's one of the children going to be a bad boy to go to run to the Avodah Zarah. Why did she become mispious? Why did she become baruicht when she heard that Shnai going to Vitnach? Says a Meilach Gewaltige Pshat. She didn't know that the twins. She thought it's one child. And she knew that this child is going to be Mekabel HaToyre, which starts off, so she knew that she thought it was one child, and she knew he was going to become a Torah. And she goes past Bashan Va'iva, he wants to go out. She goes past Avodah Zarah, he wants to go out. She thought this is a confused child. This is a child who has mixture, Toivara. He's learning Torah and is going to the movies. She was feeling this child is a mixture. He's learning Torah, but he's doing evil things as well. In kind, if this one child is dancing of zwei chasenes, atuga malach, atuga galach, if so, lumozeu noichi, that's not called noichi Hashem lekecho. That's not called kibbutz haTorah. So what did she do? What does a mother do when she feels that her child, unfortunately, is learning Torah on one hand, but doing nonsense on the other hand? What's the answer? What do you do? Says the Heilige Rav Meilech, V'atayilech Lidish Hashem, she went to do tshiva herself. When her father and mother see the child of not going the right path, the best skiller is that the father and mother should themselves become better. Says the Rav Meilech, because the Gemara tells us that a child has three partners. One partner is the Eibishter, one partner is the father, and one partner is the mother. So since this child is acting not the way we want, she said, it seems that my partnership is bringing bad influence on the child. And even once the child is already born, says Rabbi Meilech, after he is born already, there's a constant partnership. It's not once he's born, that's it. There's a constant partnership between parents and children. It's like a fruit growing on a tree. That even when the fruits are blossomed and grown, it's still connected to the tree. And by bringing nourishment to the roots and to the tree, it can still bring that the fruit should become better. So she went to do tshiva herself, and by becoming better, that will influence the child to become better. As the Pusik says in Parshat Netzuvim, in the Parsha of Tshiva, V'shavta l'shem l'keichu, v'shmatu b'koiloi, k'chu yashadnosh b'tzav chayoyim, atu ivuneichu, says the Be'el Zeruv v'shoyin l'vuche, atu ivuneichu, when you do tshiva, it's mashpi on your child. It's mashpi on your child. The Pusik says in Parshas Aikev, I will bless the children, the fruit of your children. If you have Maseichu, I'm the fruit of your ground. Says the Belzer as well, what's the comparison between the Privitnechu and Fiat Maseichu? Like we said, like Fiat Maseichu, fruit that grow on a tree. If they're still connected, there's always a koyach to bring nourishment to the tree, to bring the fruit to become better. For who you aikiv tishmer. If at the end you'll do mitzvahs, it'll bring a toivah to the children. After the children were born, b'shas, you weren't so gevaltik. And later you do tshiva, it brings nourishment to the children because they're your children. When you do tshiva, it brings a tshiva to the children. We all know that in Gashmias, in Chinuch, if a parent shows an example, the child goes after his example. So let's push it in psychologically. If the father shows an example, it's the best way of Chinuch. Let's push it. But here, the tzaddikim tell us it's much deeper than that. It's much deeper than that. It's much more than just an example. It's the connection of the child and the father like a tree and its fruit. And by doing tshiva, it brings the curse to the children. The Heilige Abderuf writes in Parshas Matos. The Pusik says in Parshas Matos, Bni Luchem, build for yourself, Urim, towns, the top for your children. Build towns for your children. Says the Abderuf Achzidish Wort. Urim can mean towns. Urim can mean his orres, Urim, or wake. Urim can mean Maluchim, Irin Kaddish, we sing it Friday night. Irin Kaddish, Maluchim. Says the Heilige Abteru, B'nei Luchem, build Urim, Maluchim, and it's obvious, the top for your children. How? How do you build Maluchim for your children? By yourself doing a mitzvah. If you daven nicely, you create a malach from tefillah. And that malach looks after your children. They should also daven nicely. If you heat Shabbos with Daf Zazam, you build a malach called Shabbos. And b'nei lechem urim letapchem. Those maluchim that you build from your mitzvahs, they guard your children and bring them as others to be able to succeed in Torah and mitzvahs. So when Rivka Imeinis felt that this child was a mixture of Torah v'ra, and she was very unhappy, that's not called an oich Hashem lekechu. What was the Aitzah? V'ataylech l'irus Hashem. She went by herself to go and do tshiva to become better. And by her partnership becoming better, automatically the child will become better. Then Chaim told her, don't worry, it's two children. One's Esav, and one is Yaakov. Oh, if so, she was ruhig. Her problem was that this child is a mixture of Tov v'ra. He's davening, learning, and he's doing bad things. That's what called kibbutz. If it's two children, okay, one's a rusha. I'm on the tzaddik. But the tzaddik is like a ganze tzaddik. Ish tom. The tzaddik is tom. It's besayin. She was despised and she was happy. I'll tell you the word. From the Heilige Neumel Melech. And now, I'll tell you, time allowing, another gewaltige word, also from Neumel Melech, with a shikloi sofer. Rashi says, duva acha, a second pshat, vayisroi tzi abunim, bekirba. What was the machloikis? Says Rashi, they had a big argument. They were splitting the two oilemas. Oilema zei, oilema bu. They split the oilemas. Esav took oilema zei, and Yaakov took oilema bu. So all the Sifre Drish, famous the Chidde, writes, if so, if there was a proper split, and Esav took oilema zei, and Yaakov took oilema bu, how are Yidden allowed to have anua of Gashmias? How are Yidden allowed to have wealth in Gashmias, if that's Esav's chaylik? And Esav has been doing tzuras for Yaakov all these years, while Esav tarnas that the Gashmias and the money and that tzlucha of Gashmias belongs to him. But what's the tenets? How can we overcome Esav's tarnah? What's the tenet? They split the Tirisha. Ekrim oylem azei Esav oylem abu. Gehetzins. Aber zum wealth, zum Gashmias, zum tzlucha, Gashmias, hayetochen. So the Chiddush brings, in the name of Marash Froime, Frimo, and Afriya Kadman, a teretz. We know, if somebody loses a vayda, it's got a sitman, you're not allowed to take it. You have to make a shomus a vayda. But if somebody loses a vayda in the big ocean, or the big river, and it was like taken by the river or the ocean, we say the person's meyayish. Zitah shal yam, she loses shal nuah. If this person finds in the yam or in the nuah a vayda, he can take it even with a siman. Because we say zikhe was meyayish, the balbus. Once he saw the big ocean, the tsunami there taking in all the chafaitz, it was meyayish, he can take it. Says the Chidde, since b'shas batn teure, if not for the Yidden except the teure, the world would have gone back to the soil of void. So the goy with all their money, there was a vuf sivim was a day. If not for the Yidden, it would have been lost. So as far as Isaac is concerned, the world would have been lost. Who was matzel the arm? Who was matzel the world for being destructed? Yaakov. So Yaakov was matzel. Was it the shaliyam? So there we were zoyche in Gashmias. So I'm for the Chidde. That's why Yidden can be Zoich and Gashmias, although Esav actually took the Gashmias. But since there was a Zman, Wolf Sivan, the Torah was in the Matzev of an ocean, it was about to become destructed, and Yaakov was the one who became the Torah and rescued the world, he's rescued, he's Zoich and all the Gashmias can be rescued. That's the territory of the Chidde. Says the B'nai Sosche, that's what the Gemara says, Kila Alme Moide, the Ba'atzeres, Be'ine, Namen Lechem. Why? Because only wegen Atzeres, only wegen Shvias, are we Zoich and Gashmias. So Atzeres is this man where we celebrate the Gashmias, because only because of Atzeres, we Zoich and Gashmias. That's the territory of the Chidde and the B'nai Sosche. But the Heilige Rebbe of Meinrich this week Sedre says it's no Kasha. Now it's famously said in the name as Reb Chaim Briske used to say, what's the difference between Reb Chaim Briske and his father, the Bais HaLaivi? If somebody came to the Bais HaLaivi and asked him a kasha, both were happy. The Shoyl and the Maishev. Why? He You say, oh, it's a good kasha. I'll tell you a teretz. So both are happy. I can ask a kasha for a big Talmud Chochem. And he answers me a teretz. We're both happy. I had a gewaltige kasha. And Baruch Hashem, very talented, I ask a good kasha. And Baruch Hashem, a good chicken toire, answer teretz. We came to Reb Chaim Briske, nicht der Schuil, nicht der Meishav had anu. Why? He came and asked a kasha for Reb Chaim Briske. He said, nee! It's two dinim. It's a good bechlal. It's no connection. Your kasha, you ask me a kasha. Michael Taisa, it's two dinim. It's no connection. So the shul thank you nicht. It's two dinim. And the maishim zuk gunish. All it said was that it's two dinim. It means what's it's two dinim. It's no shayches. Zuk the world. The rabbi used to say the chilim to matate was alive himself. Somebody asked the kasha was alive both on by the anua. He asked me a kasha on by the mishanua. So I wanted this kasha, I took him, I saw with Zoyche, Neule Mazei. So he answered, oh, Londes, since Yidden, we call the Teure, we might do with Zoyche, we see the Shalyam, so you want to get kasha, you want to get tennis. The Heilige Bramach this week, as a Reb Chaim, it's a good kasha, let me give you a mushel. Somebody buys a very, very, very expensive computer, right? So we'll split the computer. You'll take all the energy, all the electricity, all the energy of the computer, and I'll take all the physical part of the computer. So you can take all the energy, the plug, the energy, I'll be left with a bit of plastic and a bit of whatever, that'll be my chalik. It's rubbish. The whole computer is the energy. Thinks this world is a world. There's a world to come, and there's this world. Let's split. You'll take oil and babu. I'll take oil and mazay. I think about Eisov's cup. Eisov's cup is, as Oyle Mazei, is a heft of an artsmoy. It's a thick of an artsmoy. The truth is, if Yaakov really takes Oyle Mabu, he takes all the condition, all the chiyas. If there's no energy in this world, like Kudush Buchi, giving chiyas for the world every second, it's so yavoy, it's Kudush Kabelt. It's shy to split. Since you mask him, as Yaakov Avinu has the koyach of Oyle Mabu and the koyach of Kedisha, so he has the koyach and the energy and the Kedisha that Hashem gives this world every second. It all belongs to Yaakov. What's Eisav left with? So it's rubbish to say Eisav got Oyle Mazei. The whole Oyle Mazei doesn't exist without Yaakov's koyach of Kedisha. So it all belongs to Yaakov. As ever the Heilige Chaim Reb Meilech. So with this, we can add on a gewaltige hoisufa. We know that Eisav Arusha was Mekayim Kibbet Av. So the Chuyah has a schiz, kibbet av. Say the Mephoshim, but Isaac Moshe wasn't Mekayim kibbet em. So that's why Yaakov has got a koyach over Isaac, because Yaakov is Mekayim kibbet av and kibbet em. As Isaac is only kibbet av himself, not of itself, so Isaac hasn't got the schiz. As in Shtayt, Vashem the Tzadikim. And with that answer, at the end of the Pashas Torah, it says that Yitzchak sent Yaakov to Lavan, the son of Basil, yeah? Basil, Rami, Achi Rivke, I'm Yaakov Eisav. Why does the Pusik say I'm Yaakov Eisav? We know that by now. It says Rasha, Aini Adaya Mam Lam Daini. I don't know why Rasha, why the Pusik says the Belzeruv, that's what it's saying. He's, I'm Yaakov Eisav. They both have the same mother. And Eisav was not Mekayim Kibbedem. And Yaakov was Mekayim Kibbedem. So Mamayla Yaakov can overpower Eisav's chus. Although Eisav has a chus of Kibbed Av. But since Yaakov's got a chus of Kibbed Em, and overpowers Eisav, that's why the Torah writes, I'm Yaakov Eisav, the Koyer of Yaakov, because that's both. Let's understand in greater depth this word. Why Takim? If Eisav was clever enough that it was Mekayim Kibbed Av, because he wanted to have a chus, it wasn't Shem Shemaim. It was only for his schus. He would try to ask questions. Why wasn't he sensible enough to be Mekayim Kibbed Em as well? And we see he wasn't Mekayim Kibbed Em. He said, Yikri Yemai Ivel Ovi. Says Rashi, he was scared his father shouldn't have tsar, and my father will be nifta. Then I will take revenge on Yaakov. How about your mother? He doesn't care about his mother. Goylem, if you can't keep it off because you want to have this schuss against Yaakov, don't keep it off, keep it them. Ask your mommy as well. Ask your mommy the cash as well. But not only Yitzchak. Give her food as well. What's the problem? Why only? It's a murderige word of Bilgerai Ruf. The Belzruf's Tate. The Belzruf schlitz is Tate. Bilgerai Ruf. This week it was his Yitzchak. A murderige word. The Gemara tells us that Hashem gave for the women Bini Yisaira, an extra Bina. Who is the best client for Bnei Yisaira? Men. men who learn Torah, to be able to understand Torah, you have to have been in Yisayra. Why did Hashem grant this gewaltige Matuna of being in Yisayra, dafke to the Nushim, who are put from Talmud Torah, to make Lokshin Ki, left of being in Yisayra? To make a tune that won't be in Yisayra? So what's the problem? Why was it given the Bnei Yisayra dafke for the Nushim who are put on Talmud Torah? The Eke Bina is the Choyre for the cycle of Torah. So why the Nushim dafke have the Bnei Yisayra? Says the Berg Begay with Galati Yavon. Pink Faket. Men who are Mechiyah with Talmud Torah, they take their Yerushamayim, they take their Hisoros from the Torah. The Torah teaches them the ways of Hashem, the Torah teaches them Yerushamayim. But women who are put from Talmud Torah, how can they take Yerushalayim? They don't learn Torah. And we know, Berusi Yitzhahara, Berusi Torah Tavlin. How can women get this Koyach against the Yitzhahara? Says the Berger Arubik Waltgezach, we find the Pusik says, See, Muram Anaychem, lift your eyes, Iri, have a look, me, Buru Aile. And the Gemara tells us, if the Torah hadn't been given to the Yidden, they would have learned out all the Misa from the world. Which you can learn sneers, said the Gemara in Eichem and Dafkif, from a cat. You can learn not to gamble from the Nemule, from the ant. You can learn how to be busy from a royas, from the dove. You can learn the Echeret from a tarmigoy. So says the Bilgai Ruf, Dafke, because Nushim haven't got the Torah, what can keep them going? They have been in Yisrael with Baivim Duva Mitoch Duva. When they see the world, they can see through the world, oh, Hashem created it more than a man. A man has got a Torah. It's not necessary to give a man this Bini Yisrael to be Maivim Duva Mitoch Duva, always to see Hashem through the Gashmias, to learn from the cat, and from the ant, and from the dove, and from the tarmigoy, and say, see, Murum Aleichem, when you see the sky, straight away to see Hashem. Why? Because you have the Torah. You learn the Torah gives you Shemaim. But since women are put on Talmud Torah, they were given Bnei Yisrael, they were given the special Bnei Yisrael to be Maivin, to see Hashem in the Gashmias. So with this, he explains the Bilgai, why we find, the Gemara tells us in Soita, Ish ve Ishe, Shchine Shriye Benayim. Says Rashi, why? Because the Ish has a Yid, and the Ish has a Hai, it's Yid Kai. Why pick the Ish has the Yid and the Ish has the High? Because the Gemara tells us, Ki bekor Hashem tzir oylomem, oylem abu is created with the Yid, oylem azeh is created with the High. The Ish takes his Shechina from oylem abu, from the Torah. But the Ish hasn't got Talmud Torah, so the High is oylem azeh, the Ish takes her Yerushalayim from the High which resembles oylem azeh. So we see from this idea that the Ish has got Bnei Yisrael. That's why Isa Verusha didn't want to be Mekayim Kibbut Em. Why? Because the Pusik says, Shema B'ni Misa Revichu. V'yal Titash Torah Tzimeichu. Misa Revichu means, learn Torah, learn Misa Nisishurim, learn Oret, or Tzadikim, learn Torah and have Misa. Well, Isa says, Tati, I'm only Oil Mazay, not all blocks Oil Mabu. So it didn't bother him to be Mekayim Kibbut Av. Because even if Mitzvah Revim will come and start preaching Misa, straight away he'll have a terrorist, Tati, your Misa belongs to Oil Mabu. Well, I'm only a citizen of the Oil Mazay, I haven't got a visa to Oil Mabu. My whole citizenship owns Oil Mazay. So that doesn't belong to me, that belongs to Oil Mabu Yidin. That belongs to Yaakov, not to me. So it was clear. So it didn't bother him to be Mekayim Kibbut Av, because all the Misa of his father wasn't negated him, he's Oil Mazay. But imagine, if Isa Verusha would be Mekayim Torah Simeichu, when I will be by the beach, enjoying himself, all of a sudden, he wouldn't be able to enjoy his Gashmias. The Isa Verusha wants to live in a world and deny Kodesh Baruch Hu, in denial. He wants to live without, like an atheist, I will not live in the Eibischen. The limit of the mother is that see Hashem in the Gashmias. If he would be Mekayim Kibbut Em and have to take serious the Torah Simeichu, that would mean even Oylem Azei also teaches you that through the Oylem Azei you should see Hashem. That's why he wasn't willing for any cost to be Mekayim Kibbut Em. And that's why Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim Kibbut Em. Has got a koyach over Esav. Why? Because Mekayim Kibbut Em. And he sees through the Gashmistic world Hashem is there. So then he realizes that the whole world is, the whole energy of the world is only the energy of the Eibishter. That's Isaac saying. Isaac says, I want to have oil mazeh, it belongs to me. He says, Yaakov, that's only l'shetoschu. Because you don't listen to Rivka. So you haven't got the Bnei Yisaira. So you think oil mazeh is a thing by itself. You think it belongs to you. Sorry Isaac. I'm the Kayim Kibbut Em. And I've learned the secret of what? Of my Vidum Tordova. And I understand that the whole Oilam Azei is like a computer, of the whole Mitzvah of the computer is only the energy of the Eibishter. Because I see Hashem. So, Mali, what are you talking rubbish? That you, it belongs to you, it belongs to me, it's all part of Hashem. So that's what through Kibbut Em. Yaakov Avinu's got a koyach against Esav, not only because he was Mekayem Kibbut Em, because the message of Kibbut Em teaches Yaakov Avinu that the koyach of Olam Hazeh is tufel to Olam Habo, but Meila Esav is talking nonsense. So now we can understand the gewaltig inyan at the end of this parsha. End of this parsha, we find the gewaltig interesting thing. Everybody asks the kasha why Hashem made that Yitzchak should want to bless Esav, and then Yaakov should come and give it. You know, all before speak about it. But ask a new kasha, maybe not a new, another kasha. Why did Yaakov Avinu have to be Mekayim getting the bruchas through Mesiras Neivt of Kibbut Em? A new kasha. Besides the kasha, why the Hashem had to make that should be like Tuas, he thinks it's Esav, not it's Yaakov. But it seems a different thing. Pink Rivka Emanu was the one who told Yaakov to take the bruchas. And he was very scared. He said, Mommy, I'm scared. There'll be a klula. Ilya Meshayni Uvi. There'll be a klula. Don't worry. Ulai, rely on me. So he went in. He was trembling. The Shachat Medrash was trembling. He went in. Maluchim was regarding him. He was trembling. He was scared. Yitzchak Avinu, Midrash Agavira. We'll find out. I'm talking to Sheker. Who are you? What's your name? So what you call is Yaakov. He died the ice. He was more sittering. Why was he doing it? He was Mekayim, Kibbut Em. The Mesiras Nefesh. And then, B'shaj Mekayim, Kibbut Em, Mesiras Nefesh. Then he was over to the Bruchas of what? Of Yidra, Kibbut Tal HaShemayim, Shemayim, the Gashmias. And the Medrash says, Tal HaShemayim, it's Gashmias, Azim Mikre, it means Pusik. Shemayim Uretz, it's Gashmias, no, it means Mishnah. Frev Dugan, means Gemura. The Svesiroish means Aguda. So although Yitzchak Avinu was giving Brichas Gashmias, but in the Gashmias he laid Mikra, Mishnah, Gemur Talmud. How was Yaakov Zoicha to Gashmias, which has Rochus in it? Because we became Kibbut Em in Mesiras Nefesh. Isaac was not Mekayim Kibbut Em. So Rivka said, sorry, Isaac was not the right client to take this Brucha. This Brucha is Rochnias, is Gashmias, but with Rochnias, it's Kibbut. In the Gashmias is Rochnias. We didn't go in the Kim to the Shemai. You should realize that Hashem is giving you. You should realize the Matura of all the Gashmias to have Mikre, Mishne, Talmud, Agud. So Rivka said, Isaac is not a client for this. Why? Because Isaac is not a client, Kibbut Em. So he hasn't learned the secret of my Vedum, Matokduva. He thinks Gashmias is by itself, identity by itself. He can't take his Brusel of Yitzchak Avinu, which teaches, we didn't go in the Kim to the Shemai. Aber Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim Kibbut Em. The Mesiras Nefesh. So B'shach was Mekayim Kibbut Em Mesiras Nefesh, which teaches us the Indian of Bnei Yisaira, of Mai Vedum Atoch Dova. If you've had the idea, this concept of the Mama, as was, the Mesiras Nefesh, you're willing to go with Mesiras Nefesh, to Misra, to Torah Semechu, to realize that the whole Gashmias is all only Boot the Rochnias. If so, you're taking Rui to be Mekabel Bruchas. By Eisem it says, by the Brucha, Mishmana who is Yibshevechu. No mention of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Isaac realized that Hashem gives it. But Yaakov says, Vidlechu lekim tal Hashemayim, Hashem gives it you. That's why, through Mesiras Nefesh of Kibbut Em, which means that you understand that the Gashmias is all the idea, but Tufel Trochnias, Hashem is Mechaya, the world of Rerege, and the Matur of Gashmias is to do mitzvahs, Memeile, you will search through Mesiras Nefesh, to the Bruches, and I'm still in Selfen, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos of the Bruches, so we will search through all the Bruches, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Eisel zum Machnur, Eisel zum Nichte, zum Blau von dem Gudisch, so wie wir. Ja, ich soll während der Heuten, zu sagen, Kind, mich jetzt kein ist, aber der Heuten werden mit aller Buches auf Freitag, ich habe es kalt.
How do you think that?
I had a man down, he said, the bell's a roof. He was right, I'm Yaakov Isaac.